Hello. All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this last hour is Lily, and we're going to talk about something that's very interesting. Lily and I got together a couple of years ago. Well, we've been friends for a very, very long time. But a couple of years ago, we watched a movie. The movie's name is There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane. And we got together yesterday and rewatched it. She's watched it probably 10 times. I've watched it twice. But anyway, welcome, Lily.
Hi, Deanna. Can you hear
Hi.
Me?
Yes. Yes, we can. Thank you so much. Okay. All righty. So give us a little synopsis of the movie, There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane.
Okay. Back in 2009, in July of 2009, there was a terrible accident on the Taconic Freeway Parkway in New York. Some of the listeners might remember, because it made the national news, where a woman with her two children, she had a five-year-old boy, Brian, and a two-and-a-half-year-old daughter, Erin, and her brother's three daughters were in the car, the minivan, coming home from a camping trip. And Diane's husband was in the pickup truck with the luggage and the dog and the camper, and they left the campground at the same time. It was a 40-minute drive to their home, but Diane stopped at McDonald's with the children for breakfast and to play in the little play area. And so it was a 40-minute drive, but then over three hours later, one of the nieces called her father and said that Aunt Diane was driving erratic or funny, and she wasn't seeing other cars. And it went on from there. Little bit of confusion exactly what happened, but there's somewhat of a timeline. So at 9:30, they left the campground, probably went to McDonald's, stayed there for about 45 minutes. And then at 1 o'clock, things started to get really crazy, and people started to call 911 saying that there was a minivan driving erratically, and people were interviewed in this documentary who were witnesses to her driving.
Right, and it wasn't just erratically, she was driving the wrong way.
Well, that came a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
But at first, she was driving erratically. She was going really fast, but she was driving straight. She wasn't swerving.
Okay.
So she was driving straight, but remember, at one point, she went into the shoulder to pass somebody on the right shoulder of the road, and anyway, people were getting out of her way left and right, and then she pulled off, she made some, called some wrong numbers from her cell phone, then she left her cell phone on the divider, got back on the Taconic Parkway going the wrong way. And she went 1.7 miles the wrong way before she hit another car head on with three men in it. And everyone was killed. Everyone in Diane's car, except for her five-year-old son, Brian, was killed. And he had a terrible injury. The three people in the other car were killed. So eight people in all were killed. Was just, and it was a terribly horrific, tragic accident. And it was traumatic for the first responders and for anyone who witnessed it. And obviously for the families involved. And about 10 days after the accident, there was a press conference with the medical examiner of Westchester County, New York, saying that the toxicology report for Diane Schuler came, the results of it showed that her blood alcohol content was 0.19, which is very high. That's a very high blood alcohol content. And also she had a very high THC content, meaning that she had smoked some cannabis somewhere between 9:30 in the morning and 1 o'clock, and because her husband obviously didn't see her drinking anything. Oh, there's one more thing. There was a half full bottle of vodka found in the car, supposedly. Now, I question that. For one thing, I thought about this later. Did you remember seeing the picture of that car, Deanna?
Oh, yes. How did they find anything? Because everything was just burnt out. It was burnt out. The whole car was burnt out. That's a good observation.
It was burnt to a crisp.
Yes.
But then again, maybe there were scraps of it. You know, I'm not sure about that, you know. But the story behind that is, they would sit around the campfire when the children were asleep and have a drink, you know. So her husband, you know, he was just bewildered by this because she wasn't a big drinker. He said she wasn't a drunk. She wasn't a drinker.
And did he say that she might drink once a month?
Right. Right. And then in the movie, they interview quite a few people who knew Diane, and they knew her from childhood, some of them best friends over the years in school, her co-workers. They interviewed her in-laws who took care of her children, and they had nothing but wonderful things to say about Diane. She worked a very responsible job. She was the head administrator of a large cable company. She had her own secretary. Everyone at work loved her. She used to plan the parties that they would have if somebody was having a baby or getting married or birthdays or things like that. And she was a wonderful mother. She loved her children. She was very close to her nieces. Basically, everything that everyone said about her, nothing pointed to someone who would endanger children, for one thing, drink out of a vodka bottle on Sunday morning, and she had never been known to do that before. And so it didn't make any sense. And
right.
But in the movie, if you're watching carefully, they finally get a hold of Diane's medical records, and they're flipping through them, and you see at one place where she was taking Ambien 10 milligrams, Ambien 10 milligrams, hydrocodone, acetaminophen, different things. And then the other thing about Diane that came out was that she had had dental problems. She had had an abscess, and she was terrified of dentists. So she got halfway through her dental treatment, and then she quit, didn't go back. So there was evidence that she was suffering from a toothache on the day of the accident.
Now, in the morning, according to the movie, and they interviewed her husband, and he said that he got everybody up, and they packed, they cleaned up the campground and whatnot, and got everything packed. And she had a cup of coffee, maybe two cups of coffee.
Yeah.
And they all kind of left about 9 o'clock, 9-ish. I mean, when was she supposed to have drunk these 10, what amounted to 10 drinks plus the THC that she had in her system? When did she do this?
I mean, exactly. That is a great question. And I'm surprised that you and I seem like the only people in the world that are asking this. No, I shouldn't say that. I did see a few things. I was looking for some other articles or comments or anything that were saying the same thing that you and I both suspect, which is that Diane wasn't drinking. She was in an ambient trance. And this is not as uncommon as you think, if people might think.
When we got together yesterday, the thing that impressed me just about more than the movie was your experience with a friend from out of state.
Oh.
And I thought, oh my gosh, that is totally amazing. Absolutely, totally amazing. And I do want you to share that. But the other thing about Diane, and somebody in the chat room said, the New York Post really trashed her. Everybody has trashed this woman, have bashed her. And I mean, they have demonized her, including all the professionals that were interviewed in the movie. They really demonized her. Nobody of the character that she was, and she had an impeccable history, and it was just out of character. It was totally out of character.
Yes, and also not only are they demonizing her name, but also her husband. I guess he's being sued by the name of the family that Bacardi. Wait, I can't think of the name of the family that was in the other car.
Bastardi.
Bastardi, thank you. They're suing Dan because he should have stopped her from driving because he could obviously see that she was drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning. When he says in the movie, he says she's not. What did she say? He say again? Oh, she drank about once a month. She wasn't a drinker.
Right, and all she had that morning was a couple of cups of coffee at most. Yeah. And the kids were in a wonderful mood. They were happy that they had been on the camping trip. They had a great time. Look, any aunt that will take extra children to care for and tend and oversee on a camping trip is not going to jeopardize those children by drinking and driving. It would be totally out of character. I mean, seriously, would you take other people's children on a camping trip and take responsibility for them? And the other thing that one of the people said in the movie, that she participated with her children at school, that she provided whenever she could, she provided, you know, treats and cupcakes and whatnot. She was an excellent, responsible parent.
Yes, she was. Her children would arrive at the daycare always on time, immaculately clean. The little girl's hair was combed, and she had bows in her hair. And one of the things her mother-in-law said was, which I just laughed when I heard this, she ironed her children's clothes. Now, I always thought I was a good mother, but I do not remember ever ironing my children's clothes. I'm sorry. So she was that kind of a mother. She was that kind of a person, really. She was a perfectionist. I think she wanted to make up for the fact that her childhood was kind of sad because when her mother left, and I think she wanted to show her children a much better childhood than she had.
I think that's common for people who've had a lousy mother, not a lousy, but one that was insufficient, that they want to be a better mother than their own mother was. And I think that's what she was trying to do.
And
She
was very good at it. She was very good, and people looked up to her for her. One of the ladies at the mothers of the daycare said, she was always the first one there at the daycare. You know, so is this supposed to be a woman who's a drunk, who's a closet drinker? So many people made these comments like that. She isn't it amazing how people can hide their alcoholism from their own families?
Yes, and, isn't that amazing?
And isn't it amazing how families can be in such denial?
The thing about the movie that I thought, too, afterwards and after I was thinking about it, it was kind of biased because of all the people that they interviewed, they used a lot of the professionals who said, yes, that this woman hid her alcoholism or that she hid this or hid that. And that, you know, they could have brought in the people would have said, no, she never drank. We would have known she drank. I mean, people know when a family member is an alcoholic. I mean, there's evidence.
And not only the family, but the coworkers. Somebody like that would be bound to show up late for work or call in, an alcoholic. She'd have to be a habitual alcoholic to get up in the morning and swig out of a vodka bottle. You know what? I don't even know anyone who does that. So, but I did want to say, so I put up a comment on Amazon just saying what I've already said here, but I just want to read the comment on my comment. Okay. Were you drinking when you wrote this review? Plus, perhaps you missed the fact that two independent experts agreed that she was drunk. She was an alcoholic. Wonderful woman, are you out of your mind? Would you call her a wonderful woman if your kids were in the car with her that fateful, tragic day? Well, maybe you would. How about a little compassion for the Hans family who lost three precious girls? I just hope you don't procreate.
Oh, my gosh.
You think that's a little over the top?
Unbelievable. Well, I did. The people who made the movie, what was the guy's name?
Ruskin?
Yes, Ruskin. Thomas Ruskin. He made the movie. And at the behest of the family.
No. Excuse me. Thomas Ruskin was the private investigator.
Okay.
I'm not sure who made the movie. I could look it up while on break. But Thomas, it was an HBO documentary.
Okay. And he was a lawyer, Thomas Ruskin. And he really felt, you got the impression that he wasn't making enough money off of this issue, off of this situation, that he would make tens of thousands of dollars each day where he could only expect to make $20,000 to $25,000 off of this situation. And so he was very biased in the fact that he had better things to do to investigate, and too bad, so sad, you're on your own.
Yeah, and that was after he had taken their money and had not produced any of the results. Well, he had done a few things, but he hadn't, of course, I guess I forgot to say that Danny and Jay is her sister-in-law, Danny's brother's wife. And they are the ones who were mostly in this movie. They were the ones that hired the private investigator and went to talk to them and called them when they wouldn't return their phone calls and everything. But these were working class people. They did not have a lot of money. And they spent everything they had. I wouldn't be surprised if they had to take out second mortgages on their homes to get to the bottom of this.
Sure.
And they got nowhere after all that money was spent. And you and Deanna and I heard in the movie, there's lawyer after investigator, experts, every one of them, each one of them were very despicable people, if you ask me. I mean, just taking advantage of these people and lying. And I'm sorry, I forgot what I was going to say. But
well, Larry King was also in the movie because they interviewed him. And, I mean, this was a very well-known case, and I would say that probably 99.9% of the people who knew about the situation demonized Diane.
Oh, yeah.
Without ever going beyond. And you have to wonder, what force was behind this? Who were they protecting? What were they protecting? Why couldn't the truth be told? What industry do you think that they might have been protecting in order to blame her rather than blame some of the things that were kind of evident in her medical examination or records? Okay, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this hour is Lily, and we are talking about the movie. We're talking about Diane Schuller, and she was the a person. Her last name is spelled S-C-H-U-L-E-R, and we're talking about the movie There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane. And even the name of the movie. The children knew there was something wrong, and the name of the movie is as a result of one of the things that one of the children said. Something's wrong with Aunt Diane. They knew that she was not acting normally. That she was not acting like herself.
Even the 5-year-old said, "You know, he had a terrible head injury, but when he recovered, Jay, his aunt." Asked him, you know, over and over about it, and he said, Mommy's head hurt, and she couldn't see the cars.
Wow.
But I just realized during break that I forgot to say that Ambien is a sleep aid, and I do have, I did want to read a short thing on Wikipedia about it.
Please, absolutely.
Okay, the Ambien, generic, whatever the name, what you call it, generic name is Zolpidem, Z-O-L-P-I-D-E-M. It's available worldwide, sedative, primarily used for the treatment of insomnia. Works quickly, usually within 15 minutes, and has a short half-life of 2 to 3 hours. Zolpidem has not adequately demonstrated effectiveness in maintaining sleep unless delivered in a controlled release form. Okay, it says, in 2013, the FDA required manufacturers to decrease the recommended dose for women by half after studies showed that the medicines can leave people drowsy in the morning and at risk for motor vehicle collisions.
Whoa.
And there's many, many examples of this. Motor vehicle collisions of, by people who are basically sleep driving. The FDA recommends that manufacturers extend and, well, I'm going to skip this one part. And it says, talking about the mechanism, how it works, and it involves GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid receptors. And it's a non, a non-benzo, I'm sorry. I can't remember. I'll find it here in a minute, but, the doctors prescribe this only for short term, usually about 2 to 6 weeks treatment. And so many people don't pay any attention to that warning, and they just take it for years on end, every night. And there's evidence that it stays in the body and affects the person, you know, especially when they've been taking it for a long time. So... there's a lot of side effects. There's too many side effects to even name with this thing.
Sure. Somebody in the chat room said after 10 drinks, somebody would probably not be able to even walk. And yet in the movie, it showed her stopping at a gas station or a little mini market and walking in. And she walked in very deliberately, walked out. Another comment in the chat room was, well, didn't they test her? Didn't they have some testing done on her? And they did.
Well, of course, that was the press conference on, I think it was August 4th. That was what they announced, that the toxicology had come back and her blood alcohol content was 0.19 and she had a very high level of THC. And... yes, they tested it. But then the other thing that I want to bring up is, and I've learned this from listening to your show, Deanna. I believe it was Art from Philly who talks about the corruption and like corruption at the local level.
Yes, yes.
And so I did a search on Westchester County, New York. You can look that up.
Yes.
Yeah. You can look that up and look up corruption, and you can just start scrolling. Just scroll and scroll. Look at all the different cases, indictments.
Yes, Westchester is known for that.
Yes.
Wasn't it Art that's talked about this? Yes.
I'm not sure if Art did, but I'm pretty sure, well, I think Dr. Carley used to talk about it, too. But somebody talked about it.
Yes.
And so I had heard about that before, but, I didn't do any deep research like you probably would have. But as far as naming the names of the people involved at the time and were they under, had they ever been under indictment? And if you think about it, I would think that all it would take is switching out a toxicology report, one for the other, and there you go. There you have it. And
yes.
Little bit of bribery in there, and I remember in the movie where they supposedly retested the
DNA,
DNA, and they said, "Oh, that's her DNA." Yeah. Oh well, we're just gonna believe. We'll just believe them because you know.
Because after all, they have white coats on, and they did some tests, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest for this last hour is Lily, and we're talking about the movie, There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane. And during the break, it was Mark Shaw who wrote the book about Dorothy Kilgallen that talked about the medical examiner and issuing false reports, and that, you know, it just was... And that was a medical examiner in New York City. But what's not to say that a medical examiner somewhere else might produce a report, an erroneous report, because it was beneficial for some reason or for some particular entity. Now in the chat room, there is an example, and then I want you to tell us about your friend from out of state. But one of the people in the chat room said, my friend fell down in the middle of a sunny day. Oddly, after the broken arm event, my friend found that the Zolpidem she took for insomnia also helped to relieve the chronic regional pain syndrome, which resulted from the broken arm. Better than any pain reliever. It created a desire for a higher dose of Ambien or Zolpidem, and it became an addiction of sorts.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, tell us about your friend.
Well, this is an interesting story because I was on another radio program in January talking about this. It was the first time I'd ever been on any radio program as a guest, and we talked about it. And so the next day, a good friend of mine who lives out of state was in town visiting her relatives, and so she stopped over to my house, and we were talking. She said, well, what have you been doing lately? And I said, I don't do much. So I said, oh, not much. Oh, well, I was on a radio program last night. And she said, really? What about? What did you talk about? So I told her the whole story of whatever, something's wrong with Aunt Diane, and that I thought that it was because of Ambien, and it wasn't because she was drinking. And she said, Ambien. She said, well, I can do you one better. And I said, what? I said, please don't tell me you take Ambien. And she said, I take it every night. I can't sleep without it. And I kind of didn't know what to say, but she said, my husband, her husband takes her Ambien when he can't sleep. And he was undergoing treatment for esophageal cancer, and he needed the Ambien to get to sleep. And so one night she was sleeping upstairs, and the master bedroom's downstairs, and she, in the middle of the night, he got up after taking her Ambien and went into the closet and ripped the whole closet apart, ripped everything out of the closet, including the fixtures, you know, that hold the clothes up, the shelves and everything. And it was a major thing to get it repaired. And then after that, a couple of weeks later, they went to bed. They both took Ambien, went to bed. She left her cell phone out in the kitchen charging, didn't hear it when it rang at 3:30 in the morning, and it was the cops saying that her husband had spun out his car, had gotten up in the middle of the night in his pajamas and drove the car and spun out on a highway. And then, of course, luckily there wasn't any traffic at that time, and but the car sustained a lot of damage. And she had to go, his daughter had to go get him and bring him home, but they didn't give him a ticket. Now, this is my question that I have for that thing, is why wasn't he charged with driving while impaired or DUI? Why didn't he get a ticket?
Well, the thing that kind of astounded me about that, you're telling me that yesterday, was the fact that Ambien is obviously a very dangerous drug to be taking, and all drugs have side effects, all of them. And the fact that he had two incidences which were possibly and probably driven by that drug. I mean, he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't remember that he had done either.
He didn't remember. I forgot to say, he didn't remember either incident. And one more thing real quick. Another thing that he does, he has done under Ambien, is to get up and he opens up the refrigerator and just eats whatever in there. If it's raw steak, he eats that. Cooked steak, whatever's in the refrigerator, he'll eat it. And then there's this big mess in the morning. Of course, then I wonder, well, how do you know it wasn't you that did that?
Right. Right.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you brought up another point, too, that there's a lot of people. You can get arrested and get a DUI for drunk driving, for driving while under the intoxication. But you can take all these drugs. You can take a number of drugs and drive, and somehow you escape arrest, you escape any repercussions. And that is a very interesting thing.
Yes, it is. And there's many other incidents. I had this article up, and it disappeared on me. But one of the Kennedys, I think, what was her name? I think it was Carrie Kennedy. She had an accident under Ambien, and another Kennedy, who was a congressman, not RFK Jr., but another one, also had an accident under Ambien, and in the middle of the night, driving in his pajamas, told
Well, we know about Teddy.
I wonder if he was taking it.
That's probably not very nice, but yes, I mean, it's...
Yeah, no, I don't think it was invented back then, but...
No, probably not.
Yeah, so on the RxISK website, you know, there's a lot of information on Ambien and the dangers and some of the things that people do when they're in a... You have to call it a trance. I don't know what else you can call it because you don't remember any of it. What do you think?
Now, according to her medical records, and they showed it just briefly in, at the towards the end of the film, an Ambien was definitely something that she was taking. And apparently she did have a problem going to sleep, whether that was caused by the abscess. But I know people who have abscess teeth, and the abscess in and of itself is not going to cause you to go into a trance.
No,
but
no,
the
no.
The thing on that list, trance.
Acetaminophen, she took ibuprofen, the 600 milligrams, hydrocodone, which is, I think that's Tylenol mixed with codeine.
Yeah.
Or acetaminophen with codeine. And mixing these drugs, you know, can be very dangerous. But I don't know if there's any tests, you know, of the synergistic effects of taking different drugs.
Right. I don't know. Because when doctors prescribe these things, they usually don't ask you what else you're taking. And drugs in and of themselves, a single drug has side effects. All drugs have side effects, every single one of them. But if you take that plus something else, you're just mixing up a bunch of trouble. And Lily's story in the chat room, I read, Lily's story is very common in relation to Ambien. How come we don't hear about this?
Isn't that the truth?
How come we didn't hear in the movie about Ambien? They didn't even bring it up.
Well, I think I have a feeling that Jay, the sister-in-law, is aware of what she's up against. And if you think about it, I wish I had that article. It says how many billions a year... what is it, Merck? I can't think. Oh, Sanofi. Sanofi makes on Ambien or Zolpidem billions of dollars. It's millions. I think it said 6 million people in this country alone take it. It's unbelievable how popular this drug is. And in fact, I know a few people personally who take it. It's hard to tell people, you know? It's like, really? Don't you see the dangers?
Now, this friend whose husband had these incidences, wasn't she kind of skeptical about Ambien? Was she not aware that it was Ambien that caused this?
She's totally aware. She's totally aware that it was Ambien. Because we were talking about, I was saying that I thought that the reason that Diane Schiller was going the wrong way on the parkway was because she was in an Ambien trance. And there's a lot of examples of that you can find. There's a couple of famous people that have been driving under the influence of sleep driving under Ambien. And so she said, and that's when she said, well, I can do you one better. And then she told me all these stories about her husband. And I was in such shock that I couldn't even react to it. I didn't know what to say at that point, you know.
And she wasn't ready to abandon her use of it, even though she saw what it did to her husband.
She said she can't sleep without it. That's what she said.
Yikes.
And I know someone else who's told me that, too. After I've told her this whole story, but she doesn't have any, terrible nightmare stories to, you know, a lot of people take it without any, yet. Who knows what it's doing neurologically.
Right.
Yeah. So,
wow. And you know, somebody else in the chat room, those drivers in the automobiles next to you on the freeway, highway, neighborhood streets, and parking lots are taking Ambien, among other pharmaceuticals. And they really are.
Makes you afraid to get into a car, I swear.
Yes. And the thing about it is that the FDA has approved of Ambien. They've approved of all these drugs that all these people take. And they never test anything. The FDA does not test any drug. None. They leave it up to the maker of the producer of the drug to do their testing. Then they give the test results to the FDA, who then says, oh, okay, let's go ahead and approve this drug. And the tests are always very biased for the drug producer.
Yeah, and that's true with especially true with vaccines also.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know, one thing to think about here is what would have happened if it had come out immediately that Diane Shuler was in and had taken Ambien, and this had to be because of that.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
It was a national story. It was on the national news. Everybody in the whole country would have known the dangers of Ambien.
So they had to cover their butts. Somebody in the chat room also said it was the pharmaceutical, big pharma, covering their butt. That is what they were doing. And given the number of commercials, medical-oriented commercials on television, I think 97% of all the commercials on TV are produced by Big Pharma.
Wow.
And so they own national news. They are not going to allow any disclosure that the problem might have been Ambien. So they were, I think they were covering their butts. And the newscasters would never, ever come out and tell you the truth. So
yeah,
it was better to demonize her, demonize her family, cause all kinds of problems for other people, and cause future problems. This isn't going to go away. This is going to happen. And probably it has happened.
You mean it's going to happen again, a
sure.
terrible accident like this?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Well, I just wonder how long they can cover it up. And, you know, one of the most upsetting things to me about this whole thing is how very few people even thought critically or asked any questions, just immediately assumed that this woman is a closet alcoholic and the husband's in denial. And 50 people, they interviewed 50 people for this movie, and not one of them said she had a drinking problem. I mean, what does that tell you?
Right. Yes.
So.
Somebody in the chat room also suggested that Ambien might also create road rage.
Really? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to look at all the possibilities. And then you have to say, well, gosh, why isn't this reported? This, if the truth came out about this, well, of course, the maker of the product would suffer huge financial losses. People would stop taking the drug. And there goes their profit. So it's much better for the newscasters to lie and conceal and demonize the victims. They're all victims. Diane was a victim, as well as the people, other people who died. It's much easier to demonize a few people than to take away all that profit. Go ahead. Are you there? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Are you there, Lily? Did we lose Lily?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I thought we lost you. Oh, we can't lose Lily.
I'm here.
Okay. But wouldn't it be much better to tell the truth and save future problems, but not when Big Pharma's in control, right? right?
You hear me?
Now I can. Yeah, go ahead.
Now can...
We can hear you now every once in a while. Somebody must...
I was going to read from this...
Okay, we're going to a quick break in just a few seconds. So when we come back, go ahead and share that information with us. But so we'll be right back in just 3 minutes. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We are back, and we were talking with Lily. We were talking about the movie There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane, and this movie was produced in 2011, and it was about an incident that happened in 2009. Lily, are you there? Yes, no? We're going to call you on your telephone. Are you there? Okay, we're not hearing her at all. I'm not sure what's going on. But I don't know whether Big Pharma can.
I'm here, but you don't hear me.
Nope. Okay, we can hear you now. Sporadically, we can hear you sporadically. Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I was gonna.
Okay.
Call my home.
Pardon me? Okay. Had the producer call your home phone number so that maybe you could read the information to us that you wanted to share. Yeah. Okay. He's going to call you on your phone. Okay. So answer the phone when it rings. Oh, okay. You on the phone? Okay. Go ahead and share that information.
Can you?
Hello?
Yeah.
We're just not hearing her. Not sure what's going on now. But there are other things that that people can certainly take for pain. Okay, we just lost her. Hopefully we'll get her back. But there are things that people can take for pain. Kratom is a very effective antidote. It's natural for tapering off opioids. And anyway, are you there, Lily?
Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you now, as it says in the commercial. Okay.
I don't know what that was. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead and share that information with us that you were going to read.
Well, and now I'm in another room without my computer. But it was about the man who went into a nursing home where his wife worked. And in 2009, he killed eight people, and he didn't even kill his wife, I don't think, but, and he used the Ambien defense, and they gave him a slightly less sentence, but he still got over 100 years.
Wow.
So I was just going to read that story off of this article. Yeah, it causes totally unpredictable behavior, and no rhyme or reason. So I just think people need to know how dangerous this is, and tell their loved ones about it, and don't ever use it, don't ever take it.
Right, and certainly the story of Diane Schuler and those tragic deaths. Indicate that there probably is something very wrong, not with Aunt Diane, but with Ambien. And so people need to take responsibility for what they are taking. Despite what your doctor says, you look up what you're taking before you ever pop a pill in your mouth. Find out what the side effects are and see if you can live with all of the worst ones, because you don't know which ones are going to affect you. So thank you very much, Lily, for being on the program.
Thank you very much, Deanna.
Bless you.
Bless you.
You're terrific. Okay, talk to you later. Love
you too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Thank you so much for listening today. Talk to you next week.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.